Good morning. I'd like to welcome each one to our service here this morning. For devotional, I had chosen to read a passage out of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, starting verse 25. It says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." There's such a comfort in knowing that God cares so much about me. Even in the basic everyday needs of our lives, as basic as our food and our clothing, as he brought out here in this passage. And I guess as we face another year, we don't know what this year may hold. I guess I want to challenge each one of us with a question. What really is important to us? What are our priorities as we face this year? And I guess this is something that God has been speaking to me about, and it's is why I'm sharing it here this morning. Is it, where are our priorities? Is it our possessions? Is it things? Is it people, relationships? Maybe it's our own goals, our desires for this year. These all tend to compete for a priority in our lives and can bump God out of first place if we don't actively choose to give him every area of our lives. And like I said, this is something that I've been working on in my own life. Then there are some things that are totally out of our control. You look at the state our country is in and what all we've been through this past year. We have no control of what may happen with this as far as the economy or, what our children may even face in the future. And I find myself sort of stressing out about it sometimes. And God seems to be calling me out of that and just asking me to trust in him. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. He takes care of those things for us. I think these are some of the things that God wants us to let go and just take one day at a time and trust in him for the future. And just constantly remind ourselves that he's in control and he cares about me and he cares about my future, and we can let that up to him. All we're asked to do is to seek him and trust him to provide for our everyday needs. Just talking about worry here, I came across a list of 7 reasons why we should not worry. First one, and these were all taken out of this passage here that I just read, and I pulled this out of my life application. I didn't come up with these myself. But number one, the same God who created life in you can be trusted with the details of your life. Worrying about the future hampers your efforts for today. Worrying is more harmful than helpful. God does not ignore those who depend on him. Worry shows a lack of faith and an understanding of God. There are real challenges God wants us to pursue, and worrying keeps us from them. Living one day at a time keeps us from being consumed with worry. I guess my challenge to us, each of us this morning as we face this year, to remember that no matter what may happen, that God is in control, and if we seek him, he promises that he will provide and he will take care of us. And I think we need to constantly ask ourselves the question, what is important? What is important to me, and where are my priorities? What really matters in this life? even in my everyday decisions that I make? How does it affect my walk with God? Let's pray. God, I want to thank you this morning that you hold the future and you care about each one of us and you care where we're at in our lives as we may be facing different things, difficulties in our lives even right now. God, I just pray that we could have that that confidence in knowing that you really do care about us and we can trust in you that you will come through. Thank you that you are a God that we can rely on through hard times and that you are there if we seek you. So we want to commit our lives to you this morning, commit this Sunday school time to you. Just pray a blessing on each one of the teachers, each one that has part in the service here today. We ask and invite your presence here today. In Jesus' name, amen.